About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Jury duty is in your future, but this is okay because you don't have to go anywhere. Although you can use it as an excuse if you need to take the day for yourself. That's okay. Get ready for World Cup action later or deal with the loss of LeBron. However you're going through the emotions, we're here for you. We've got a couple on the phone right now. They have been married for just over 10 years, and the wife has put in the claim against her husband for something that he is doing. And that is why we bring you to this exciting edition of Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to small claims court. But what about stuff that's too small for small claims court? This is Petty Claims Court.
All right, let's figure out what's going on. Husband is on the phone to defend himself. Let's talk to the wife first. Figure out what it is that is going on in their relationship. And once again, we will ask some follow-up questions, and you as a jury will determine who wins and who loses. First 100 votes when we tell you to on the text line at 800-520-1067. Rocio, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Oh boy.
You there?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Now we got loud and clear. All right, what's going on with your husband?
Okay, so whenever we start driving somewhere, going anywhere, I let him know, you know, okay, you know where you're going. Do you need me to put maps with the directions? You know, he gets all mad and offended. He's like, no. I got it. But then I noticed that either we'll miss an exit or, you know, he won't get on another freeway. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know where you're going? And he's like, well, no, you distracted me. So, or you didn't let me know. You should have told me where we were going. And I'm like, wait, so do you want me to tell you or not? And it always happens. Always.
So he doesn't want any help because he can figure it out. That's pretty standard. And then when he, and then you can tell he won't say anything. You'll just realize, wait, well, are we backtracking to get on the freeway we were just on going the other direction? And then he'll say, well, it's because I missed the exit because you were distracting me.
Yes, basically, uh-huh. All the time. It's always my fault.
Now, are you one of those people who's like, you have to get off in a mile. You know you have to get off, right? You know you have to turn right, right? Are you kind of backseat driving in that way throughout the process?
I used to, but it's so long. So,
cool.
And so sometimes what I do is that I tell him right before, or I'm just kind of like, weren't you supposed to get off right here? And then he's like, well, you're supposed to tell me before.
Yeah, so. I hate that. I hate that move, by the way, and I've had that before. Where as we are pulling past the exit, my wife will say to
me, you were supposed to get off.
Wasn't that where we were supposed to get off? And I go, if you knew that, like,
why would you say it 30 seconds ago?
Just a friendly reminder, hey, that's the exit. Because I am going, you can usually tell by someone's speed or what lane they're in if they have any knowledge that that's where they're supposed to get off.
See, in our relationship, my wife is a huge backseat driver. And if I don't get over well before the exit, I start getting the reminders when I have the GPS right in front of me.
Yeah.
Telling me what to do.
Let's say hi to Alex. Bring the husband on board. Alex, you've been accused of not accepting any help while driving, but then putting all blame on your wife. How do you plead?
I think the situation speaks for itself.
You're going with no defense?
Is that accurate, the way she describes
it? I've driven most of my life.
Okay. Yep.
All right. We do have you on record, under oath now, saying you are the driver. So that is the case. In most of the relationship driving, you do the driving, correct?
Yeah, I also used to drive and do deliveries for a pretty good company. It was Fry's Electronics.
You were a Fry's delivery driver.
Man, love the Fry's.
Yeah.
Love the Fry's. So you know, so you're a driver, you're a professional.
Well-versed.
Right, you're saying you're not just an amateur driver, like you're a former professional driver.
You know the city.
Yes.
You know the city, you know the ins and the outs. There's nothing your wife's going to tell you that's going to help you, but she does accuse you of oftentimes missing exits, and then you do blame it on her.
And it does happen. I mean, I'm not going to lie, we're not all perfect.
We meaning you?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you you claim that you know every place without getting you know, Google Maps or anything like that. Do you, is that a sense of pride for you that if you're not quite sure, you still feel like you have to do it without the map?
I do pride myself on that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something.
There's a pride thing with men and driving.
There's two things that make me feel proud when driving. One of them, which is rare, is figuring out where I'm going without using any sort of an app at all. The other is when the app tells me to do something. I do my own thing based on memory or knowledge, and then I watch the time. Like, all of a sudden, I cut 5 minutes off of
the
time.
Like, the maps is like, ooh, I didn't see that.
Like, the map says, well, stay on this road for another 2 miles and make a left, and I'll make the left early and go a different way, and then I'll see it recalibrate, and I'll be like, whoa, I just beat the map. That's a great feeling of pride right there. Okay. All right, Allie? Hold on, Allie.
Seeing those minutes go down, those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but usually when I make a different choice like that, it's
one track, one track mind when it comes to driving and pretty much everything. But if I get straight off that course, it sometimes, even if it's for like just a little bit, I'll kind of just zone out and just keep going.
Does this happen when you're by yourself or only when you're with your wife?
I mean, it's when I'm with company.
I would be afraid of falling asleep while driving if I heard you talk. So you're saying that your wife is accusing you of not being a perfect driver, not accepting any responsibility when you miss exits. Now you're saying now that officially the trial is underway, petty claims court, you are admitting that, yes, you are not perfect. You do make mistakes. And are you reaccusing her of not giving you enough lead time? Do you want her to give you more warnings or no?
I wouldn't say warnings, but I mean, yeah, if you see that I'm kind of going astray or, you know, that the exit's coming up, just like Ali was saying earlier.
Why not then just use the maps? I don't understand. Why is it her responsibility to monitor your driving to make sure you know where you're going? Isn't that your responsibility?
Yeah, you're right there. But I mean, sometimes I'm just spacing out, having to chat with her.
You sound like a space out guy. You sound like a guy that easily spaces.
I feel like we're
out.
Veering off the road now.
I think that we've gone completely the wrong direction.
I crashed and I'm not even driving.
Yeah.
All right, so once again, we'll give you 10 seconds closing arguments. I don't think this is going to take much of a deliberation with the jury, but we'll let them vote anyway because rules is rules around here. The case is as follows. If you're just joining us, Rocio claims her husband of 10 years refuses to use any sort of help when looking for, when driving, doesn't need directions. He can figure it out himself, although he does get lost on a semi-regular basis from time to time. Not lost, but misses exits and things like that.
Which seems like if that happens enough, you should not be allowed to just be using your own devices.
Alex claims that, he spaces out from time to time. So what? He doesn't need the apps because he's a professional former delivery driver and knows the ins and outs of Southern California.
Excuse me, I'm a former fries driver.
So, Rocio, 10 seconds closing arguments to try to get the jury on your side, but I feel like they're already there, but go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, just accept the help. Let me know. I'll have GPS on my phone. He gets mad at that if I sometimes secretly have a GPS on myself.
Good.
To make sure he's going the right way.
Yes.
But yeah, just accept the help. And, you know, if you're getting distracted, it's okay. But sometimes we got to get somewhere. And these mixing exits, we're late. So,
right.
And I'm just a person that hates being late. So,
right. And, yeah, women hate being late. They always have to pee. So it's like at some point, Allie, you know, they've got to get there. And taking your sweet-ass time. And, Alex, you'll be driving. You'll notice between her legs she's got her phone. And you're like, are you secretly map-questing this trip? Are you Wazing where we're going? Are you using some sort of old technology?
Are you using outdated technology?
Are you Thomas guiding this behind my back? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God.
I usually do silence the Google Maps, too.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Alex, 10 seconds closing arguments. You need to get the jury on your side. Go ahead.
Hey, I can get us to point A, to point B, and I don't need that much help. I just space out once in a while.
All right, good luck. This is me actually hitting Alex's head right now.
Rock hard.
Wake up, good sir. 10 seconds. Get your votes in now. 800-520-1067. The first 100 votes will determine who wins, who loses. It's either Rocio or Alex on Petty Claims Court. K-Rock, Recline Alley Show. Let's get into the verdict. Petty Claims Court. Thanks for all the votes coming through at 800-520-1067. A lot of people say that Alex should not drive while sleeping, and it sounds like he is sleeping currently.
323 said he can make a left turn to a personality.
Okay. We're not here to judge the people on Petty Claims Court. He was attacked by his wife for his lack of taking any sort of assistance while driving. It's an old cliche that guys don't really like to stop and ask for directions, and we'll figure
it
out.
But it's so true. You said it yourself. You pride yourself in knowing where you're going without a map and to outsmart the map. I'm just blindly able to follow any kind of map. I don't care.
But sometimes when you do the opposite, and there's also many times when I'm going from here to my house, I know exactly how to get there, but I'll still look and see if there's, you know, is
better routes.
Canyon better? Is the 405, 101 jacked up because there's some sort of, some God knows what happening there. It seems like every day at Hollywood and Highlands, some stupid thing that slows down that traffic situation.
I would love for there to be an app that is basically just lets you know, would the other way have been faster?
That's it.
If you get there,
know.
I just want the app to tell me. The other way would have been faster. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of times when I make that decision. You get two options. Whenever I make the decision, usually, the one I pick is almost always the wrong one. It's like going to the shorter line of the grocery store. You think it's a shorter line. It's going to move quicker. And then you watch the person you would have been behind in the other line cruising through.
Exactly. That's my life. They're in their car driving home already.
All right.
Still in line.
All right. There's a lot of votes here. Let's see some of the feedback on the text line and the phones. Jake, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
I vote the girl. I think the guy just is afraid to admit he's wrong.
Yeah, well, guys are never really wrong, but women hate to admit they're wrong, too, and that's a tough place to be in a relationship where no one's admitting they're wrong.
It's weird because I think he is kind of admitting that he's wrong, but he's also like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I think that even makes women more upset than saying, I'm not wrong. It's saying, yeah, I'm wrong, but who cares?
And then we're like,
you
don't want to be perfect?
You could care. All right, Allie's been tabulating votes. Let's bring them back on the phone right now. Rocio, you think your marriage of 10 years plus is going to survive the verdict here?
Of course.
Okay.
I'll take him.
I like that.
I know he's wrong.
Okay. Alex, hopefully you're able to handle the verdict. I don't think it's going to go well for you, but Allie's been adding all votes on the YouTube chat and on the text line at 800-520-1067. And
come on,
go ahead.
Who wouldn't side with the driver?
Well, that changes everything, Alex. Thank you.
Only about 93% of the voters, but Allie, go ahead.
818 said, I'm voting for Rocio. I'm happy that she's not driving for her husband because I almost got in the wrong freeway just listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, at least Alex did get 30% of the vote.
30%.
Which I am shocked that it was that much, but
hey,
yes.
We just got to keep this going. I'll win at some point.
Right, exactly. Just wait it out. You'll win eventually. But as of now, Rocio, you've won this edition of Petty Claims Court.
Hey,
of course.
Yeah, Rocio, 70%. That's a pretty big landslide right there. So congratulations. You win. Moving forward, and this is not going to be good for you, Alex, but all driving will be predetermined by a route that your wife picks based on the help of the apps.
Oh, man, so not even the well-known shortcuts?
No, not even the well-known shortcuts. You will be going via the app.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, like, I'm 2-0 now.
Right. He's a loud chewer. See, he's got that going against him, too. Hold on, Rocio. Congratulations.
Maybe his wife, Fries, went out of business.
Oh, people are still waiting for their deliveries.
Yeah, they never got them.
The guy just kept forgetting to get off the freeway. I had a bunch of random wires that were supposed to come my way and a big tin of pretzels.
These computer parts.
Anyway, hold on 1 second. Thank you for participating in the Petty Claims Court. If you're looking to get into water parks this summer, I don't blame you. We've got more tickets coming up in moments here on K-Rock. And just when you thought we'd start phoning it in, we're actually going to literally do that, as we have phone numbers here to call Bosnia to get you ready for World Cup action later today. I don't think we've ever called Bosnia before on the show. In fact, they've asked us to stop making international calls because the company's so cheap.
Well, they can't even pay their regular phone bill. Remember 323 Tip Bowley days.
But we do have a few phone numbers here. And apparently the game, which is going to be on at 5 p.m. our time, is going to be on at 2 a.m. Bosnia local time.
You know, I kind of realized that the reason why countries get excited about the World Cup coming to their country is just because of the time advantage.
Oh, that's why.
Like, oh, cool. I get to watch it at normal times.
Yeah, that's a strong advantage. Although there is something kind of cool about the idea of either staying up super late or waking up. You know, sometimes
every
once in a while.
I'm going to have to wake up at 11 p.m. to watch this game.
Those NFL games that happen in Europe are pretty much skippers for the most part. But every once in a while, there's like one of those reasons. Like, oh, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. to watch the Jaguars play. Some other country. We got to take a quick break. We get back in a moment. We have your ADD news to get to. We're going to call Bosnia and figure out exactly how our enemy is thinking so that we can get, hopefully, the win in World Cup action later today and much more after this on KROQ.